Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yesod that when someone takes responsible for the object itself, he's responsible for the object itself, then it's considered like it's his, and therefore we need a special mute to tell us that if there's a bikkudon in Nir Nidachas, the bikkudon isn't destroyed. That's when it comes to that's when you take responsibility for the object itself. When you're only responsible while it's neder, then it's not considered like it's yours. And therefore, if somebody steals a behemoth kachim, shechayv b'achriyusan, person is pater, it's considered that he stole from hektish, not from you. Because you're only responsible while it's neder, not because you're responsible for the object itself. That was the yesod that we discussed in the previous shiur. And now we are going to continue in Psachim, Daf Yamud Beis. We say, we've learned this Gemara numerous times recently. Hashem, Hashem. Yochel Yat Mivi Kabel Bukhtonis Min HaNochrim. Talmud Loimar. I might think that a person is allowed to be Matmin and Mekabel Bukhtonis Min HaNochrim. I might think a person's allowed to hide his chametz, and a person can receive a pikadon from a goy on Pesach. Says the pasuk, "Lo yimotze." You know, you're not allowed to. That's the Gemara. The Reish of the Brisa says that you're allowed to see shalachir and mishal gavah. So why aren't you allowed to take a pikadon from a goy? And this is the Gemara, it's not a kasha, because if you're a mekabel achrayus, if you're responsible to pay, then it's yours. And that's lo yimatze. If you're a mekabel achrayus, then it's you're allowed to be rosh alachem if you're not responsible. And that's like a rabbi said to people of Mechuza, get rid of your chametz of the soldiers of the army, of the Goyish army. Because if it's stolen or lost, it's considered in your rishus and you have to pay. It's like it's yours and it's aser. And the Gemara says, "Anichal man." So therefore, you see that if you're responsible, it's like yours. For the Gemara, "Anichal man diyamar." It's only good if you hold over the garden one kamamim dami, since the chametz can cause a hefsid mamim. It's like it's mamim. It's like it's their mamim, and therefore they're not allowed to hold on to it. But laman, that's if you hold garden one kamamim dami. But if you hold lav kamamim dami, what are you going to say? Why is the chametz aser? That a nachru is mafke b'yad Yisrael. And it's a lo yoroi lecha, kevin sheinu shel Yisrael. It's not a dayan in lo yoroi lecha. It's lav kamon, it causes money. It doesn't matter that it causes money. It's not your chametz. And the fact that it causes you a monetary loss afterwards doesn't bother us according to man damar goren long lav kamon and dami. Answers the Gemara shayin yocha. Damar lo yimatze. Here you need a special gzeres hakosuv of lo yimatze. To tell you that despite the fact that normally Garam Lavka Maman Dami, but here, if it's Garam Maman, you are responsible, it is considered like it's yours, and then mainly you have to get rid of it. Ikadamri Anichal Mandar Darbaragman Lavka Maman Dami, according to Lavka Maman Dami, it's Gabaldik, because that's why you need a special Xeris Akas of Loyi Matse. According to Mandamri Kimaman Dami, Loyi Matse Lamali. So if you hold Kimaman Dami, then what do you need the Loyi Matse for? I mean, excuse me. Why would you need Loyi Matse? It's Pashit, called Garam Lavka Kimaman Dami. And so the Gemara, no, you need it. Kasaka dait lachamina. Hov chiyetze hadar veinei. Since if the bikkudon is in front of you, it goes back to the bialim. Kamos shehu. Lav b'rishusei koi. Not considered like a nirishus, meaning, according to the mandamra, like a dover gorim l'mamun. K'mamun dami, this is all if it's not, it's not be'ain. But if it's be'ain, we're going to hold that lav k'mamun dami. Anyway, we're going to hold lav k'mamun dami. Or we're going to hold, if it's be'ain, we're going to say it's not yours. Right? It's not like your money. It's lav b'rishusei koi. Why is it lav b'rishusei koi? Because you're giving it right back, giving this very object back to the other guy. How could it be considered like it's yours? So if it's not be'ain, we consider it k'mamun. It's not around. Causes money, it's like it's your money. Causes you a monetary loss like your money. But here, the object itself is here. You're giving it back to the other guy. It's not... Kamam and Dami answers the Gemara, Kamash Malam. Loyimatze tells us, nevertheless, it's Aser. Ad kan midivrei haGemara, and it's either according to the Man Diavar, or according to the Mamon Kamamon Dami, you still need a Gzeres HaKosev here, because it's Be'ein. It's Chozer Be'ein, because it comes, goes back, it's right in front of you still, and it goes back as it is. So, according to this, we have to understand, we learn that if a person is Mekabel HaChrayus, Al Gufa Pikadon, even Chachamim hold that it's like it's yours. So, how do we say, that's why I need Layim Matzei? What are you talking about? When the Chachamim say, that's only if it's Achrayas Mikoach Neder. But if you're Makabla Achrayas and Gufa Bikodam, even Chachamim hold Kedidei Dami, like we proved in the Gemara and Sanhedrin in the previous year. So, even according to the Chachamim, you have a Kash of Layim Matzei. What do you need Layim Matzei for? You were talking about Kabbalah Achrayas and Gufa Bikodam, Davi Kedidei. So, you don't need a Xeris HaKosef. So therefore, it appears as follows that the Rambam therefore explains in the fourth parak of Chos Chaim Tzumatz Halacha Dalit that the Rova says to the Bnei Mechuza, "Beiru Chamiru the Bnei Chila mi Bataychu." Rova says to the people of Mechuza, "I want you to get rid of the chametz of the soldiers from your house." Kev dilum migna vilum misbid bir shusaychu koi uvisu l'shlume kildochon dami vaser. Since if it would get stolen or get lost, it would be in your rishus, and you would have to pay. You'd have to pay, so it's like it's yours, and therefore it's aser. In other words, the Kabbalah Sachrayus here was Zok the Rambam, as we discussed at length in a previous shir, the Rambam holds that this Gemara is talking about where it was Be'oines, the Kabbalah Sachrayus was Be'oines. And therefore they have to get rid of it because it's considered like it's yours because the anas, the forcer, is going to make you responsible for this item. So the Rambam holds it's bonus. The Chayvet is masig that no, that if you're Mekabel Achrayas bonus, that's not called Achrayas. It would appear B'das HaRambam that Achrayus bonus is Kedin Achrayus B'Kodshim. That's Mikoach Neder. In other words, that the nether is mechayiv you in achrayus, even though you were mekabel achrayus on the gufa ola shehifrish on the very ola, but you were mafrish lechayiv achrayus is because of the nether when you said harei alai ola. If so, the same would apply to a goy anas shehifkid chemtzo etzel Yisrael. If you have a goy who is mafkid his chometz by a Jew, if the Jew knows shim avar or mignav. The Jew knows that if it gets lost or stolen, the guy is going to be mechayiv him to pay. Even though it wasn't mekabel achrayus, that's mechayiv him to get rid of the chametz, because the anos is mechayiv you in achrayus. This birion, this guy, this scary guy is forcing you to be responsible for this item. In other words, that what's mechayiv you the anis. Being mechayiv you in achrayus is like a neder. That's mechayiv in achrayus. In other words, he wasn't responsible for the kufa item. He didn't take responsibility for the item itself. He's only responsible because of the anas. Because just like you take responsibility because of the neder for the carbon, but not for the kufa carbon, but it's out to the neder, so too the responsibility is out to the anas, but not the kufa chayfetz, not the object itself. So according to this, it would emerge that we say, Yachol Yatmin V'yikabel Pikdoines Min HaNochrim, I might think that a person can hide it, therefore he doesn't see it. And V'yikabel Pikdoines from the Goy, Talmud Lo Melo Yimotze. And the Gemara says that that's talking about if you're Makabel Achrayus. That's when it's us, sir. That's talking about when you're Makabel Achrayus Be'oines. Why we need a pasuk of lo yimotze, that you have to get rid of it. But if you are mekabel achrayus berotzon, you don't need a pasuk that you're mechayiv to be mevayir the chometz, because the kabbalas achrayus makes it like it's yours. There you don't need a pasuk. So it's pasuk that you're chayiv to get rid of it. Only in Yirnei Midachas, there's a special mute, because it says shlolo v'lo shlol chaverto. And therefore, even though it's like it's yours, still, you don't have to destroy this item. Now, how to destroy the item? It still belongs to the owner because it's called Shlol Chaverta. The moment it's Shlol Chaverta, but it's the booty of other people, so you don't destroy it, even though it's also yours. But B'chol HaTorah Kula, Kabbalah Achrayus makes it like it's yours. You're Mekabel Achrayus on the Guf HaChefetz. So it's like a Chometz Shel Yisrael Shechayev Levaro. It's like a mamish yours. And that's what we say in Pesachim. Like Kashi Hode Kabbal Alei Achrayus. Hode Lo Kabbal Alei Achrayus. Ki Hode Omer Luchov Levnei Mechuzo. Beiru Chamiru De Bnei Chela Mi Bataychu. Kevin Dilum Mignov Vilum Bisbid. Bir Shusay Chukoi. Uve Yisru Lishlume Kidul Chondami Vasul. In other words, that we need the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze to tell us that if you are Mekabel Achrayus, you have to be Mevayr. That is only if you are Mekabel Achrayus, like by the chometz of the soldiers, ledas haRambam, that it's beones. There you need a chiddush that because you weren't mekabel achrayus on the guf haChometz, only because of the anos, the chiddush is you still have to get rid of it. It's not like it's yours. For that, you need a chiddush. To tell you that it is like it's yours, because you would think that it's not like it's yours, because your achrayus isn't on the guf haChefetz. That's when you need gzeiros hakasev to tell you by chometz that it is yours. So that's only when you're mekabel achrayus because of the bo'ines. But if you're mekabel achrayus b'rotzoin, there you don't need a pasuk shechayev levaroi, because b'chol haTorah kula kabbalas achrayus makes it like it's yours, and it's like chometz shel Yisrael shechayev levaroi, and it's like the chometz of a Jew that you have to get rid of. Over Zen, it's like the chometz of a Jew that you have to get rid of. Because it's like it's yours. And with this we can understand what we ask over there. Ani chalaman diyamar dover ha-goyrim l'mamen kim mamen damim haynu de'itztarich lo yimotze ela l'man diyamar. Ani chalaman diyamar lav dover ha-goyrim l'mamen lav kim mamen damim. If you hold lav kamam and dami, that's why you need lo yimatze. Because even though it's lav kamam, still, you're not allowed to have this chametz. But according to the man damer kamam and dami, what do you need lo yimatze for? Because based on what we explain, that by kabbalah sacharayetz and the gufi b'kadin, everybody holds its kedidei dami. If so, even the man damer go over lamam and lav kamam and dami, here we're talking about a case for the Yisrael was Mekabel Achrayus and the Guf B'Kadin the Goy. So the Kuli Alma Kamam and Dami. The Kuli Alma Kamam and Dami. What do you mean? Oh, Anich Leman Di Amar Gavra Gorim Lamam and Lav Kamam and Dami. Hanu Ditzich Lo Yimatze. That's why you need Xeris Hakatzav Lo Yimatze, because you hold Gavra Gorim Lamam and Lav Kamam and Dami. No, but here everybody holds it's Kamam and Dami. What's the Gemara talking about? You don't need the Lo Yimatze. There it is. B'Das Haram B'Amarei Niche. Shekan. הלא מדובר בקבלת אחריות באונס, ועל זה צריך לא יימצא שחייב לבערו. Here we're talking about a case where he was מקבל אחריות with an onus. Here we're talking about a case where he was מקבל אחריות באונס. And that's why you need a לא יימצא that he's חייב to be מבער. That's why the Gemara says, I understand, according to the man of the world, Lav Kamam and Dami, that's why I need Lo Yimotze. El Man Diyamar Kamam and Lav Kamam and Dami, Lo Yimotze and Lamali. We understand why it's good according to the man Diyamar Dabar Gorlam and Lav Kamam and Dami. Why I need Lo Yimotze? Because he was talking about where he's Mekabel Achrayus, not in the Guf HaChefetz, but rather because of the Anas HaGoy. Just like if you're a Mekabel Achrayus Mekorech HaNeder, it's not like it's yours. So if you're a Mekabel Achrayus Mekoyach the Goy, it's not like it's yours. The item itself is not like it's yours. It's only because of the Goy, because it's an external factor that you have a Achrayus. So there you need a Pasuk to tell you, you're not allowed to have that either. And this we see in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah. Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Zok the Rambam, Okum Shehifkid. If you have a goy who is mafkid, Chemtzo etzel Yisrael, im kibel av Yisrael achrayus, shim overu nignav yishalem leidomov, הרי זה חייב לבערוי, הויל וקיבל עולב אחריוס, נעשה כשלו, ואם לא קיבל עולב אחריוס, מותר לקיימו אצלו, ומותר לאכול ממנו אחר הפסח של רשוס האקומו. That if a guy is mafkid, is chometz by a Jew, if the Jew is makabel achrayus, that if it gets lost or stolen, he's going to pay for it, so he's got to get rid of it. Since he was makabel achrayus, ונעשה כשלו, it's like it's his. And if he wasn't makabel achrayus, he's allowed to keep it, and he's allowed to eat from it after Pesach, because it's ברשוס האקומו. This is halacha gimel. Halacha dalid. The Rambam writes, "Akum she'anus anas shehiv kitchem tzoritz liYisrael." Kan medaber a Rambam al akum anas, and a goy is forcing a Jew to have his chometz in Yodea Yisrael shim over doing nignav mechayev lishalmo v'kofer v'onzer lishalim af pishlo kibel achrayus harei zeh chayev levaroi sheharei nechshav kilu hushaloi mepnei shemechayev o haanos beachrayuto. You have a guy who is mafkid chometz by a guy, a Jew, against his will. If the Jew knows that if he gets lost, he's going to have to pay. Even if he wasn't makabel achrayus, he still has to get rid of it. Sharei nechshav hu ki'ilu hu shelo. Bnei shemechayev hu anas b'achrayus, because the anas is mechayev and achrayus. We have to understand, the Rambam changes his lashon. Funny Rambam, don't laugh too hard, but it looks a little bit funny. In halacha gimel, the Rambam writes, nasek ishalo, and he's makabel achrayus. In halacha dalid, the Rambam writes, Ki'ilu hu shelo, not Nasek shelo. What's the difference between these two halachas? So, l'fi dvoreinu, it's gevaldik that these are two different halachas. Only by Kabbalah Sachrayus may rotzoi Nasek shelo. It's not a special din in the Isser Chometz, in the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze. It's a din b'chol ha'terokula. Kabbalah Sachrayus makes it like it's his. But baby, Kabbalah Sachrayus may on oines. If you're forcibly had to accept Achrayus, loy Nasek shelo. Because you're in Makabel Achrayus, and the payment is not like a regular Achrayus. And that's what the Ravid holds, that you're not responsible. So Rambam writes, Ki'ilu Hushalo. It's not like Kishalo, but it's Ki'ilu Hushalo Legabe Yisro Chameh. It's only like it's yours, but it's not actually yours. Here we just have a special Xeris HaKosuv, that it's like it's yours, but it's not Midin Kol HaTorah Kula. So Midin Kol HaTorah Kula from Kabbalah Chrayus, it's yours. Nasik Shalom, it's like it's yours when you're Kabbalah Chrayus. Here it's further away, it's Kilu Shalom. Just we have a special Xeris HaKosuv by Chom, it's Kilu Shalom. Even though it wasn't a Kabbalah Chrayus in the Gufa Pikadim. V'yesh b'zen afgamina l'dineh. שהרי כוסב הרמב״ם בפרק ד' מלכוס חומץ ומצה, הלוך הגימול, אוקום שהפקיד, חמצו אצל ישראל, אם קיבל עולב ישראל אחריוס, אצל שהרי זה חייב לבר. הויל וקיבל עולב אחריוס נעשה כשלו, ואם לא קיבל אחריוס, מתו לקיימו אצלו, ומותר לאכול מנו אחר הפסל ושהוא זה אקום. אז הרמב״ם says, that if the guy was mafkid chometz by the Jew, if the Jew was makabel achrayus, so he has to get rid of it. Since he was makabel achrayus, it becomes like it's his. Like we already read this Rambam. And if he wasn't makabel achrayus, he's allowed to keep it by him, and he's allowed to eat from it after Pesach, because it's in the possession of the guy. It's pirshus ha'akum. The prime godim in oirachayim simin tof mem, rechiach midivrei Rambam. Only if he wasn't makabel achrayus, he's allowed to eat from it after Pesach, because it's pirshus ha'akum. But if he was mekabel achrayus, it becomes like it's his, and he has to be mevayel it, and he's not allowed to eat it after Pesach, because it's like chometz shel Yisrael she'over alav Pesach she'asur behanoy, like we spoke about previously, that since it's like it's yours, it's considered chometz she'over alav Pesach, and that's not like the ritva. In Psochim Daf Hei Omid Beis, that we learn that even though the Jew is Megoyver and Bal Yimotze, if he was Mekabel Achrayus, still, nevertheless, what's the din? It's still considered the Chometz of a Goy to be Matirit after Pesach. So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ritva. The Rambam, according to the Prima Godin, holds after Pesach, you are not allowed to eat the chometz because it's chometz shavu lav Pesach if you're makabel achrayus, and the Ritva holds that you're allowed to. However, it would appear we could say a chiddush that based on what we said, even Ladas HaRambam, that if you're Makabel Achrayus, it's considered Chometz Shel Yisrael, and it's Aser after Pesach, it's Chometz She'over Elav Pesach, but that's only if you're Makabel Achrayus Merotzoin, then it becomes Nase Kishaloi, then it's Mamish like it's yours. Kol HaTayra Kula, it's Kididei. It's Chometz She'over Elav Pesach, She'osu Behanoe. But by Kabbalah Sachrayus be'oines, it's not nasi kishalo, it's a din miyuchad b'sir chometz, lo yimotzeh, you have to get rid of it. Because it's nechshav ki'ilu hu shelo. So that's only l'gabe the yisr of Baal Yeroh and the chiv to be mevar of the chometz. But l'gabe the yisr of chometz shavah Pesach, it's not called chometz of Yisrael. The chidish of the pasuk is, maybe, that it's only called the chometz of Yisrael, l'gabe Baal Yeroh and Baal Yimotzeh. But who says that after Pesach, they also consider chometz of Yisrael? No. So it could be that's the chilik between these two halachas in the Rambam. That if it's ki'ilu sheloi, that it's nasik sheloi. If it's nasik sheloi, when you're a mekabel achrayus and the guf achometz, it's chometz shavah Pesach, like the Purim Hagadim says. But if it's only ki'ilu sheloi, you weren't mekabel achrayus, it's a goy anas, so the chiddush is that you have to get rid of it on Pesach. But after Pesach, it's not chometz shavah Pesach. It's also meduyik in the Rambam, because in Halacha Gimel, Gabi Kabbalas Achrayis Merotzoin, the Rambam says that if you were in Makabal Achrayis, you're allowed to eat from it after Pesach. It's mashma, if you're Makabal Achrayis, it's Aser, Al Tzchomet Shavala Pesach. If you were in Makabal Achrayis, so you're allowed to eat from after Pesach. But if you were Makabal Achrayis, it's Aser. After Pesach, Tzchomet Shavala Pesach. But the Rambam doesn't say in Halacha Dalid, after he says that if you're Makabel Achrayus Me'oines, you have to get rid of it. The Rambam doesn't say, and it's Aser to eat from it after Pesach. You know why? Because he's allowed to eat from it after Pesach. It's not called Chametz Shel Yisrael, it's called Chametz Shel Nochri after Pesach. You're responsible on Gderos HaKatzis, you're responsible on Pesach, get rid of it, but after Pesach, you're allowed to eat it. It's only in Halacha Gimel the Rambam says, oh, you were Makabel Achrayus, after Pesach you're allowed to eat it. But it didn't say in Halacha Dalet, oh, you were Makabel Achrayus, after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. No, because after Pesach in the Halacha Dalet, you are allowed to eat it. Why? Because the Goy forced you. So you're Makabel Achrayus and Guf Achayv, it's not considered like it's yours. So that's terrific. And this we can also understand the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Paifav. Sifkan Hei writes Gabi Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah that if the Jew wanted to be Zoche in this Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, he's not Yotze, because it's called Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. Mashma, the Torah in the Beis Yosef in the Rosh, even belongs to the Goy. If the Jew wanted to be Zoche in it, he's not Yotze, because it's Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. And the reason is, since the Jew is Chaya and Achrayus, it's considered his. Mikri Shaloi. It's considered his. Since he wanted to be Makabel Achrayus. It's like it's his, and therefore he's not Yotze. There the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's the Avodah Zarah of a Goy, then you're Yotze b'diavad, but not of a Jew. So if you're a Makabel Achrayus, it's a Chiddush of Magen Avraham. If you're a Makabel Achrayus, it's considered the Avodah Zarah of a Jew. Just like chometz, since you're Makabel Achrayus, it's like it's yours. Frek the Chasim Sofer, excuse me, Simin Samach Beis, Simin Kuf Pei. In Pesachim we see that it's only by chometz Kabbalas Achrayus makes it like it's yours. Regularly it's not. Based on what we said, it's not true. It's always like it's yours. Just the chiddush of the Gemara is that by an anos, by chometz, you need the chiddush that it's like it's yours. Because you weren't Makabel at all, for the Kufa Chayfetz, just because the Anas forced you. So there you need a special Gzeiros HaKasu. But when it comes to regular Kabbalah Achrayis, that's Nasi Kishalol Kabbalah Torah Kula. So if the Jew is Mekabel Achrayis on the Shofar, Hashem Avodah Zarah, it's like his. Midin Kabbalah Achrayis Shekol Torah Kula, that's the Jews. So there's still a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. Baruch Hashem. Kvar hara'enu nifla'ot mitorat Hashem. Siyat ha'dishmaya. V'hi ratzon, b'shenizkeh l'amshich. It's a lot more of us to zogin. Tayre yin. Asach mer, arbe yoter ma ledaber. V'zorat Hashem, ni mkaveh shenagia lezeh. Shem yiten et hakochot. Thank you for listening. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.